KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have light rain, 56 degrees here in Atlantic. So far, we picked up just under a tenth of an inch of rainfall as of 7 o'clock. And we have some moderate to heavy showers off to our south and southwest to west this morning, making their way to the east-northeast. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. Police in Red Oak tasered a local man Monday night after he ran from authorities following a traffic stop. The Red Oak Police Department reports 18-year-old Shea Daniel Lewis of Red Oak was arrested at around 11:40 p.m. in the 900 block of East Senate Avenue following a brief foot pursuit. Officials say Lewis was a passenger in a vehicle that had been stopped in the Cityview parking lot in Red Oak. Immediately after the vehicle was pulled over, authorities say Lewis jumped out and took off on foot southbound towards Senate Avenue. Officers chased the man and several times ordered him to stop. When he failed to comply, the officers deployed an X-25 taser, which hit Lewis in the back and caused him to drop to the ground. Lewis was allegedly found to be intoxicated and under the legal age to consume alcohol. After being brought to the Montgomery County Jail and booked in, officials discovered Lewis allegedly had brought a controlled substance into the facility. He was subsequently charged with a felony count of entering contraband into a jail facility, possession of marijuana, serious misdemeanor, and public intoxication, as well as interference with official acts, both of which are simple misdemeanors. Lewis was also cited for being in possession of alcohol under the legal age. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 cash bond. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Police in Red Oak cited two people for drinking under the legal age Monday night. Officials say 19-year-old David Anthony Doherty III of Elliott was cited for driving while suspended and possession of alcohol under the legal age following a traffic stop in the 2400 block of North 8th Street at around 11:50 p.m. A passenger in the vehicle, 19-year-old Bryce Dalton Uhlenberg of Red Oak, was cited for possession of alcohol under the legal age. Both were released under their respective citations. A Council Bluffs Fire Department Hazardous Materials, or HAZMAT, team responded to the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department Monday afternoon to remove a suspicious package. It was the second time in less than a week that the HAZMAT team was called to the sheriff's office. Sheriff Jeff Danker told the Daily Nonpareil crews arrived around 3 p.m. Monday after a suspicious package was discovered while the mail was being sorted. Danker said the bulk-looking package was never opened because it brought to mind a similar package that was opened last Thursday, which contained another package comprised of a white powdery substance. Danker said they were simply erring on the side of caution when it came to calling out the HAZMAT team. During last Thursday's incident, a clear plastic bag with what appeared to be white powder was discovered in a manila envelope addressed to the sheriff's office. The envelope itself was open, but the clear plastic bag was never breached. The material inside was tested at the state hygienic lab, and while it's not exactly known what it was, lab results indicated it did not appear to be hazardous. Danker said he suspects that the second package will also turn out not to be harmful, but his office is not taking any chances. He said the package found Monday will likely be opened by U.S. postal inspectors and tested. One person was arrested on drug charges and two others for assault over the weekend here in Cass County. The sheriff's office said yesterday 39-year-old Leonard Joseph Meyerhoff of Atlantic was arrested May the 31st on an OWI first offense and possession of controlled substance marijuana charge. His arrest occurred after deputies investigated a report of a vehicle in a ditch off of 620th Street at around 7:30 p.m. Friday. The investigation revealed Meyerhoff lost control of the 2000 Pontiac Grand Am he was driving on a gravel road, causing the vehicle to enter the north ditch. No injuries were reported and the car was not damaged during the incident. The Sheriff's Department reports also the arrest on Saturday of 25-year-old Jesse Caven Meyer of Lewis. Meyer was charged with domestic abuse, simple assault. He was brought to the Cass County Jail, pled not guilty, and was released later that day. On Sunday, sheriff's deputies arrested 28-year-old Alan Michael Champagne of Atlantic on a charge of domestic abuse, simple assault. Champagne was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released the following day after pleading not guilty to the charge. And on May 30th, 53-year-old Barry Dean Schmidt of Messina was arrested in Cass County on a charge of domestic abuse, simple assault. Schmidt was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released the following day after pleading not guilty before the magistrate. The sheriff's office reports also the arrest on Saturday of 30-year-old Zachary Allen Frank of Atlantic on a charge of driving while suspended. Frank was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released later that day on a $300 cash bond. One person was seriously injured following a collision between a semi and a sprayer vehicle Monday morning in Shelby County. Sheriff's officials say the accident occurred at the intersection of County Roads F-32 and M-16, about 2 miles west of Westphalia, at around 8:40 a.m. The accident happened when a Case 3330 Patriot sprayer, owned by Farm Service Co-op in Defiance, and driven by 48-year-old Mark Schmitz of Westphalia, and a 2001 Peterbilt semi owned by Two Pair Truckee in Westphalia and driven by 39-year-old Thomas Munchrath of Erling, collided. Officials say the sprayer was stopped at the intersection of F-32 and M-15 facing south while the semi was traveling west on F-32. After the sprayer pulled into the path of the semi, the vehicles collided and came to rest on the southwest corner of the intersection. Schmitz was not injured and was able to remove himself from the sprayer. Munchrath was pinned in the tractor portion of the semi and had to be extricated by rescue personnel. He was flown from the scene by LifeNet helicopter to a hospital in Omaha. A report on his condition is not available. Medevac ambulance, along with personnel from the Westphalia and Panama Fire Departments and Erling Rescue, assisted Shelby County authorities at the scene of the crash. News time is 7:13.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Margaret Campbell, age 94, formerly of Hamlin, died Saturday in Urbandale. Funeral services for Margaret Campbell will be this morning at 10:30 at the Hamlin Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Lyle Pig, age 92, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Services for Lyle Pig will be today at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Carol Muzich, age 57, of Harlan, died Saturday at her home. A mass of Christian burial service for Carol Muzich will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Lorene Hester, age 94, of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Lorene Hester will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.